SOP number 126. Today we're still talking podcast monetization, but today we're talking, are you Zig Ziglar or are you a Chick-fil-A?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, thank you very much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's where we talk about all things podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. What am I missing? Our phone number, 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcast voicemail.com. Or if you are across the pond, try 234-542-0893. And today, well, we're just going to get right into it. We're going to continue. Last week we talked to Rob Walsh from Wizard Media, and he explained about how they go out and find sponsors, they work with podcasters, and they take 50%. And for the person that says, well, I don't want to give 50% to anybody, I want to go out and sell sponsorship and keep all the money. Well, we're going to talk about sponsorship, and we're going to talk about a premium version of your podcast. So if you're not into monetization, I'm sorry that we have 2 weeks in a row about monetization, but I'm going to just kind of play off of Rob and keep it going here. And next week we'll get into the tips and things like that. But so let's start off. Number one, if you're going to sell sponsorship, the key word there is sell. You have to have some sales skills. So, you know, if you're not, it's time to go out to Zig Ziglar is a great author for selling. I think it was Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling Anything was another great book on selling. But the key here is you have to have a system in place to prove to your advertiser that there was value in giving you money. Okay? So before you have that first advertiser, you're going to have some things in place so that when that advertising is done, you can say, look, Mr. Advertiser, you gave me X amount of money and here is what I delivered. So here are some tips for that. Number one, when you're talking to the advertiser and you're saying, here's what I need from you, have them set up what I'm going to call a landing page. So let's say, you know, it was, Mr. Fun's Costumes, that just came to my head, .com. Have them make a page, MrFun'sCostumes.com/podcast. Now, this could be exactly the same as their front page, but by making it a different page, they can go into their website and see how much traffic went to that site. If you really want to have help them track return on investment, have them provide some sort of benefit, some sort of reward. It could be order now and get this free ebook. Order now, use the coupon code blah, blah, blah. For example, gain control of your day, right? SOP, you are day. As a listener of the School of Podcasting, you get that course for $129. Hurry now, right? That's an actual thing we're doing here. It's one of the members of the School of Podcasting is giving us that discount. Why did he have a coupon? Because he wants to track the return on investment. So that proves, again, we're looking to prove to the advertiser, here's what I did. Now, you're also going to need some stats. Because eventually the advertiser is going to go, well, how many people listen to your internet radio show? Another key point. It's not a podcast. I know it's a podcast. You know it's a podcast. It's an internet radio show. I actually met a man at Panera Bread this week. We got to talking. He's a scientist. I'm a podcaster. And he says, oh, I don't even own an iPod. So we got a long way to go. So that's why it's an internet radio show. Works much better than podcasts. But you're going to need some stats. So if you're using Libsyn, you've got built-in stats. If you're not using Libsyn, if you're using something like DreamHost, then you might want to look into PodTrack. Something to show, here's how many listeners I have. The good news is, I think it's April 16th, the Association of Downloadable Media is going to have a report coming out about that, how to establish some metrics. So that's right around the corner, too. So have some sort of statistics. Now, what about FeedBurner? FeedBurner is okay, but I think an advertiser is not going... Number one, now you have to explain to the advertiser what a subscriber is and I typically find that I have more downloads than I do subscribers. So I don't really want to lead with the feed burner number. They're more interested in downloads. Now, the other thing you can do is, number one, I had one sponsor that did this, and I could not talk them into the landing page. And if I have an advertiser that won't do that for me now, I don't think I would do it, because I announced what their website was in our little advertising spot, and people could have gone to that, and that advertiser has no way of knowing that that came from a listener of mine, because they just went straight to the site. And I tried and tried and tried, hey, can we put up a landing page? And they were like, no, it's fine, it's fine. Well, it's not fine, because in the end, I could have sent them a lot of traffic that I couldn't prove came from me. Now, the other thing you can do is you can set up tracking from your site to their site. I use a little program called Cloak and Tracker, and I'll put a link to this out in the show notes. It's $50, but the great thing is you set it up in like 5 minutes, and it gives it. What you basically do is you say, look, when you want to go to, you know, whatever, mysponsor.com, and it puts a different URL. So it's you click on this link, it says, oh, there's a click for Dave, and it sends them to the advertiser's website. And so that works too, but again, I had that set up for my one sponsor, but in the podcast I was talking about mysponsor.com, whatever their website was. And if you're listening to it and you go home and you go right to that website, there's no way I can prove that came from me. Because unless, of course, they have a coupon, which is where the coupon works, or some sort of package, something that lets the people know when ordering, say it came from the School of Podcasting, and get, you know, 20% off, something of that nature. Now, the other thing is to keep in mind here. So those are some things. Remember, the key is you've got to have the system set up to prove to the advertiser that that traffic came from you, so that when it comes time to renew that advertiser, you can say, well, look, in a month's time, I brought you 120 clicks. We, you know, you said that, 30 people bought our product, et cetera, et cetera. And you can start to show the return on their investment. And hopefully, they made enough money through the sales that they then turn around and sponsor you again. Sponsorship is a hard pill. The other thing you have to think about is you have to find the right sponsor for your show. And it gets a little tough sometimes, because if you don't believe in the product, you might feel like you're selling yourself out. You also have to worry now, because you have to put on that professional hat, maybe, depending on the sponsor. So you have to be worried about, you now are losing maybe, depending on the sponsor, a little bit of your freedom to say whatever you want. So that's, depending on your podcast, depending on the sponsor, maybe some of the downsides of sponsorship. It takes a lot of time to find a sponsor in some cases. You need to be a salesman. You've got to have a system in place to track return on investment to prove to the advertiser that you are a valuable asset for them to use. Now, the other way that people are using podcasting to generate revenue is what's called a premium version. I have a premium version of the School of Podcasting, and it's free to members of the School of Podcasting. But every week we do a weekly roundtable, and if people can't make it, I take that recording, summarize it, and put it into what I call the Students Only Podcast. Now, you can also charge for this. You can have a premium podcast, and a great example of this is one of my favorite people on the planet, I don't think he's in the planet. That would be kind of hard to move. He's on the planet. His name is Dan Klass. He does a podcast called The Bitterest Pill. And he's a great storyteller. He's actually he used to be a comedian. He's been an actor, things like that. And is just a master storyteller. He is the king of the dramatic pause that makes you wonder what he's going to say next. I just love Dan Klass. I love the fact that he calls his daughter Princess Tirade. And Dan now is doing what I call the Chick-fil-A version of marketing, which is, you know, you go to the mall, and if you're not from the States, in the mall, there's this restaurant called Chick-fil-A, Chick F-I-L-A. And they have people stand out in a busy mall, and they give you samples of chicken. And you take the free version, and you eat it, and you go, that's really good. And then you go up, and you get the premium version, which is an entire chicken piece, breast, whatever it is. So they lure you in with the free. They get you to pay for the whole enchilada. Dan Klass is now doing this. Now, here's the key. Number one, he has spent 2 years building an audience for free. He's had the occasional sponsor, but he's basically doing it for free. Now that he's got the audience, he's now saying, look, here's the deal. I'm not cutting you off. You can still get the Bitters Pill for free, one episode a month. But if you want 4 episodes a month, it's $4 a month. $4. What is that, like a cup of coffee at Starbucks? It's very, very cool. He's using Premium Cast, which my link to that is 1-to-1 podcasting, as in the number one, the number two, the number one, podcasting.com. And that's if you want to hear more about that, that's we talked with Paul Culligan a while back when it launched. Phenomenal system, and that's what he is using for that. But it's the Chick-fil-A version. It's here's a free version. If you'd like more, here's you can sign up, and his is $4 a month. And the other thing he did is the episode that he announced that he was going to have this premium version, he explained why. And his son is in private school, and his Princess Tirade is getting ready to go into school. She's getting that age. And they live in Los Angeles. And, you know, he likes his children, doesn't want them to be shot, doesn't really want to send them to public school. And so he's going to send Princess Tirade to a local private school as well. And we're not talking hidey-tidey stuff. It's, you know, you gotta go listen to Dan. But that's, and so I thought, you know what? I can handle $4 a month. I can handle $1 an episode because I like Dan. I've met him a couple times at expos, but it's that weird thing. Dan really doesn't know me, but I really feel like I know him, and I like him. And when people need help, you help your friends. And Dan is a, put your fingers up in the air, little quotation marks, Dan is a friend of mine. And so, you know, I'll go without McDonald's once a month so I can have a little Bitters Pill. And so that's another way people are... Now, the cool thing about this, think about this, Dan, minus the PayPal fee, gets all the money. He doesn't have to go out and sell. He doesn't have to worry about, am I going to make the sponsor mad if I do this? You know, and, you know, he's now committed to his audience. You know, the people that are supporting him are the people that he loves, his audience. So there's always, that's a premium thing. The other thing people are monetizing on, Amy Mack. If you listen to the Daily Source Code, she's the person that's been helping Adam Curry get his buttocks toned up. She has a podcast, Fitness Attack. I think it's a minute long. Every episode is a minute long. She's taken the first 100 episodes and she's turned it into a book. So that's another way you can monetize your podcast. Speaking of Paul Culligan, at his at the New Media Expo, he had a whole thing on how people will pay money for things they used to get for free. I mean, think about it. His example was The Wizard of Oz. You can watch that on regular TV for free. But if you saw that at Best Buy and you could pick it up for $10, you probably would, because now you don't have to sit through the commercials. And this is where I've mentioned this before, and I found a cool tool, and then we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to kind of get off the monetization bandwagon. All right? Everybody off? Everybody okay? Dust yourself off? Okay. One of the things that I have preached about but didn't do and now will do is you should keep a version of your podcast in the highest quality you can. So on a PC, that would be a WAV file. On a Mac, that would be, I believe, an AAC file. Why? Because, Dave, I put it out as an MP3 file. I put it out, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And doggone it, Dave, these files are huge. I don't want to save these. They're taking up room on my hard drive. Well, Grammar Girl has an audiobook. She has an audiobook. What is it? It's her podcast. They edited out her podcast, made it into an audiobook. And when a publisher comes to you and says, I'd like to turn this into a book, if you go, well, I've got this 96 kilobits per second version, it's an MP3, yeah, that's not going to work. They want the, you know, you can always take a WAV file and scale it down, but you can't say take something and scale it down and say, hey, now, can you, everything that you kind of, you know, filtered out, can you unfilter it back? It doesn't work that way. So I found this tool. It's called Carbonite. Let me double-click on the little icon. And if you're a regular listener of mine, if you listen to my other podcasts, I've talked about this in every podcast because I think it's that cool. I've backed up 52,609 files on my computer, 13 gigs, for $50 a year. Now, here's how this works. But Dave, I don't want... What I'm going to do is save this as a WAV file. Carbonite will back it up and move it offline to this great hard drive in the sky. So if not only does my computer burn down, but my CD backups and my office burn down, my podcast files are off in this hard drive in the sky, so that if a publisher says, hey, can we take some of this and turn it into a book, all I have to do is use their easy restore function and download it to my hard drive. And this is where I say, all you have to do, save it as a WAV file. Probably overnight, Carbonite will upload that WAV file to the hard drive in the sky, is what I'm calling it, and then you can delete it off your hard drive. You've already got it saved out there in Carbonite land. I've got a video. I'll put this out in the show notes so you can watch how easy it is. I've never been totally sucked into a product like this one, just because it's so easy. And in my opinion, $5, less than $5 a month, is affordable. Because for me, I do website design. I help people with their podcasts, with podcast FastPass. I have all my customer files now, and I don't have to worry about if my hard drive crashes. My girlfriend's computer crashed about a week ago, and it just wouldn't boot up. So she had all these family photos. She had the wireless router settings on there, things like that. And we eventually got it back. It was kind of costly, kind of time-consuming. But if she had backed up her computer, we wouldn't have had that problem. So that's a tool that I found, and that's something where I'm now going to be saving things as a WAV file. Granted, I'm kind of whatever I am, 100 and some shows into this. And I think I did this at the beginning, and then I quit doing it. I don't know why, but it's one of those things where it doesn't take any extra time. In my case, I'm using a program called Mixcraft to go export this as a WAV, take that same recording and go, okay, now export it as an MP3. Going to add a couple extra minutes to your podcast production, but you'll have both versions. Let Carbonite back it up and then delete it. So there you go. So there's the tips today for monetizing your podcast. If you're going to do sponsorship, you know, you need something to track the stats, to track clicks from your site to their site. You need a landing page. You need coupons. You need to prove to the advertiser that their advertising dollars were not wasted. Or you can do the premium version. And these are just some of the ways. There are many other ways to make money with podcasting. These are the ones that I've been using with and the ones that I've been hearing about. Premium version, things like Dan Class. I'll put a link out in the show notes if you want to go check out Dan. If you want to subscribe to his premium cast. Very, very cool stuff. And last but not least, if you want to back up your podcasting files, I'm using Carbonite. I love it. And I'll put it, like I said, I have a video out in our show notes, shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, where you can watch how easy it is to back up your files. So that's it. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, again, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com, newly remodeled, I might add. And our email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number, 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Or dial 234-542-0893 if you are across the pond. And thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm Dave Jackson. Don't be tardy. I'll see you over at the School of Podcasting. And class dismissed.